We choose the best in health, June 12. Health and happiness in the out-of-doors. O Lord, how manifold are thy riches. In wisdom hast thou made them all. All the earth is full of thy riches. Psalms 104:24. From out-of-door life, men, women, and children will gain the desire to be pure and guileless by the influence of the quickening, reviving, life-giving properties of nature's great medicinal resources. The functions of the body are strengthened, the intellect awakened, the imagination quickened, the spirits enlivened. The mind is prepared to appreciate the beauties of God's Word. The pure air has in it health and life. As it is breathed in, it has an invigorating effect on the whole system. In itself, the beauty of nature leads the soul away from sin and worldly attractions and toward purity, peace, and God. For this reason, the cultivation of the soil is good work for children and youth. It brings them into direct contact with nature and nature's God. To the nervous child or youth, it will be especially valuable. There is health and happiness for him in the study of nature, and the impressions will not fade out of his mind, for they will be associated with objects that are continually before his eyes. In the natural world, God has placed in the hands of the children of men the key to unlock the treasure house of his Word. The unseen is illustrated by the seen. Divine wisdom, eternal truth, infinite grace are understood by the things that God has made. God has made this world fair because he delights in our happiness. In order for children and youth to have health, cheerfulness, vivacity, and well-developed muscles and brains, they should be much in the open air and have well-regulated employment and amusement. True happiness is found not in the indulgence of pride and luxury, but in communion with God through his created work.